This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Yesterday's choice of a new pope delighted traditionalist conservatives. It also dismayed liberals within the Catholic Church. What is known is that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger built a reputation for strictly enforcing Orthodox views. What cannot be known yet is what issues he may confront as Pope Benedict XVI, and that is why his first public statements are being studied so closely. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
In his first papal message, Pope Benedict XVI vowed he will continue efforts to modernize the Catholic Church laid down by the Second Vatican Council, and that he will work to reunify all Christians. The statements were clearly directed at reassuring Catholics that he will not be a polarizing pope. The new pontiff was no outsider going into the conclave. In his role as dean of the College of Cardinals and his prominence as the closest aide to his predecessor, Joseph Ratzinger has dominated the stage since John Paul's death on April 2nd. In his homily at a mass Monday before the conclave started, Cardinal Ratzinger denounced modern trends undermining Catholicism.
Si va costituendo una dittatura del relativismo.
We are moving toward a dictatorship of relativism, which does not recognize anything for certain and which has as its highest goal one's own ego and one's own desires.
Ratzinger was born in Bavaria 78 years ago, the son of a police chief and a hotel cook. In his memoirs, he wrote that he was enrolled in the Nazi youth movement against his will when he was 14. He was soon let out because of his studies for the priesthood. 2 years later, he was drafted into an anti-aircraft unit as a helper. He deserted the army in May 1945. In a recent interview with Vatican Radio, Ratzinger spoke fondly of his parents.
I always remember affectionately my parents' kind-heartedness, a kind-heartedness that encompasses the ability to say no, because a permissive kind-heartedness is not helpful to others.
And for the last 23 years, as head of the Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, once known as the Holy Inquisition, Cardinal Ratzinger earned the label Mr. No. He said no to the Latin American movement Liberation Theology. He said no to married priests. He said no to women priests. He silenced dissident theologians, and he upheld the primacy of the Catholic Church, branding other Christian denominations as deficient. In 1995, Ratzinger presented to the media John Paul II's encyclical Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life, which said that abortion and euthanasia are crimes that no human law can claim to legitimize.
Laws which contradict fundamental moral rights are not justice. On the contrary, they regulate injustice. The state must at least give the right to doctors, health workers, and hospital managers to refuse to participate.
One of the new pope's primary areas of concern is likely to be what is called Europe's silent apostasy, the sharp decline in Catholic Church attendance and religious observance. He has insisted that Europe must reclaim its Christian heritage, which he says is the key to the continent's survival as a civilization. In a statement written for the Good Friday ritual last month, Ratzinger signaled he would take a tough line on the sex abuse scandals that have shaken the Catholic Church. He denounced the filth in the Church, even among those who, in the priesthood, should be entirely to him. And in a recent interview with Italian television, Ratzinger tackled the priestly sex abuse issue.
We must seriously analyze what has happened. The Church is also subject to worldly temptations. Perhaps misunderstanding the spirit of the Second Vatican Council, many priests adopted worldly behavior and lost their anchorage to Christ.
In the same interview, Ratzinger was asked about the need for reforming the Roman Curia, the Vatican bureaucracy, which grew in power and influence under John Paul.
I don't know how, because it's very complicated machinery. It's very difficult to repair complicated machinery. It requires great competence, which I do not have.
The newly elected pontiff's hardline stands on doctrine have earned the label God's Rottweiler. But Father Augustine Di Noia, undersecretary at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, paints a very different picture of his former boss.
The image of him as Panzer Cardinal, you know, which is completely ludicrous. He's a kind of simple person. He chuckles, you know. I mean, There's a certain childlike quality.
Some analysts point to Ratzinger's choice of a name as an auspicious sign. The last Benedict, the 15th, was considered a man of peace and reconciliation. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.